Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee, and on this week's show, we have Nancy Yeo. Nancy's connection to source energy is strong, and her mission is to help lift humanity to a new vibration of love and connection. She is the voice of High Road to Humanity podcast and YouTube channel, Nancy's Psychic View. This has been her passion for many years, and she has interviewed over 400 guests to date. Each week, she interviews amazing people worldwide who have stories to tell and to contribute to and uplift humanity. Nancy is an angel communicator who channels Archangel Gabriel's messages for humanity, which can be found on her website, nancyyearout.com. Her gifts include claircognizance, clear knowing, clairsentience, clear physical feeling, clairsalience, clear smelling, and some clairvoyance, clear seeing. As a light worker for the divine source, she aspires to bring forth love and light to the world with her voice and words of wisdom. Her goal is to teach everyone how to connect to source energy and to their own guardian angel. Nancy teaches spiritual law so everyone knows how the universal energy flows. She is a public speaker, appearing at events and teaching angel communication and spiritual law. Her new book, A Guide to Angel Communication and Spiritual Law, is available now. Hey, you can hear and everything.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, Nancy, it is so wonderful to have you on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to have. It's great to meet you guys. I'm just so excited about this book, man. I want everyone to connect, you know. I'm one of those. So anyway, thanks for having me.
It's so lovely. It's so lovely. And we're going to talk all about your amazing book. And cool. I've got so many wonderful questions for you.
Okay.
And you're doing so much wonderful work in helping people communicate with their guardian angels. It's so important. So,
where are you exactly? Can I ask where you are?
Yeah. We're in London.
Okay. Oh, God bless. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I've been through, like, I've gone to Scotland and Ireland and I've stopped, but I've never been able to spend time in England. And that's one of the things, it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, you know? It's lovely. When it's not raining, it's really beautiful.
Oh, God bless. Right?
Of course. Yeah. But Nancy, this show is called The Great Awakening Show. And I believe that we are going through a great spiritual awakening at this time. I really do.
Yes.
Just tell us, what does this mean for you and for us all, you know, in your words?
The Great Awakening?
Yeah, the spiritual Great Awakening.
Well, okay, so here's the situation. It's really interesting because I've interviewed a lot of people on my podcast and I've learned and I've read like you. And you know, what I've learned is we are all learning to connect back to spirit. We are all learning to work on ourselves to where we become more of a loving people. We are combative and we've got to get back to the love vibration, because here's the situation and here's what I've learned personally. I connect with the divine every day. Okay. And I don't meditate a lot, but I connect. That's the key. And I ask. That's the other thing. And since I've been doing this, I feel balanced, calm, joyful. The craziness can go on around me, but I'm an observer now. I'm not in it. Do you know what I mean? And so that's where we all have to get. And so when I see people now and they're angry or they're combative, I realize it's nothing to do with me. They're having their own issues and I'm compassionate. Whereas before, I wasn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I like what you said. Everything can be going on out there in that 3D crazy world, because we're going through chaos, because the darkness has to show itself. The darkness has to rise For us, it's like everyone's going through, I say this, a dark night of the soul,
Yes.
individually and collectively. But we have to expose that darkness because we can't build the new earth on top of it. You know, we have to
Right.
expose it and bring in, that allows us to bring in more light, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I work on myself. I continue this morning. I was working on, my parents were both went through the depression here in the United States.
Yeah.
And so they taught us, my sisters and I, a lack mindset. And
Yes.
so I'm like reprogramming all different aspects. Not that I love my parents. That's all they knew at the time. But what I'm trying to say is exactly what you're talking about. We have to reprogram ourselves because we've been programmed, society has been programmed, each person
That's right.
in the wrong way. We are
Yeah.
supposed to be connected to the divine, connected to the earth, connected to
Yes.
the guardian angel.
That's right.
That's the deal.
I think, Nancy, do you know, I believe that is the worst thing that the dark agenda or the dark ones, if you like, have done for millennia on the human race, is to say that we are sinners, is to say that we are worthless, is to say that we are not divine. When we have that divine spark of God, Goddess within us, you know,
Yes.
we're all one
Yes.
consciousness in
Yes.
different bodies. We was born in the singularity of heavenly realms, come down here, split up into all these different bodies, but there's only one of us. We are divine, you know, and I think that has done the worst. But this is a great awakening, and your book is teaching us about that. So that is so important.
Thank you. That's my mission, just so you know. I want people to connect. After interviewing so many people and connecting with my own guardian angel, I realize and connecting with the divine and the earth energies, I go outside and take my shoes off and stand in the dirt, But I learned that the energy of the love energy that I bring in every day, I run it through my body. I teach people how to do it in my book. I teach people how to connect to the earth energies because we've lost that. We put shoes on.
Yeah.
It's so silly, but we put shoes on and it prevents us, unless we're intentional, to from connecting to that. It's actually healing energy that's coming from
Yes.
earth.
Yes.
And your guardian angel, my guardian angel stands right next to me. She's right here.
Wow.
And it's amazing to know that we all have a guardian angel that came in with us at birth and is with us through our whole entire life. And we need to recognize them, Hello.
So how, you know, how can we connect to what, first of all, please tell us what are guardian angels, you know, how do we know they're there, and
Yeah,
how can we connect?
this was really interesting. Well, that's what I teach about in my
Oh,
book.
good.
I teach, I go through the steps of how to connect, but let me just kind of give you an idea. First of all, there are thousands of angels, and they are God's helpers. They are spirit's helpers, okay? So we have free will as human beings. So they cannot help us unless we ask.
That,
Now,
yes.
right. Now you do see angels come in like at car accidents and different things like that. Angels will appear. But basically the rule is we have free will. So they're standing right here. There's thousands of them out there and they just want to be recognized. So I think this all started for me years ago when I read a book called Hiring the Heavens. And I realized that there were all these angels, but they all had specific jobs like we do. So I could hire angels when I was going on a trip, the travel angels, to make sure the car went well, to make sure the itinerary was good, that everyone was joyful, that we had a good time, that there were no hiccups, And then I think it expanded over time. I talked to the angels, but what really did it for me, and I'll try to make this brief, is that I knew I had an angel next to me. I know I have seven that work with me, but it really wasn't until I started doing readings for other people and asking my angel for the information. And that's what really blew my mind. That's what confirmed everything to me. That, I mean, I was even like, wow, I knew I'm psychic. I am an empath. I have claircognizance, a connection with the divine. But the information that she brought forth and she does bring forth for the people that I do readings for, it was just crazy. I was shocked, honestly. And that's what confirmed it for me. And then now she's my friend and I work with her all the time and ask her what I should wear and what do you think about this? And so it's a whole relationship now,
And they're with us From birth.
Yes.
They're like assigned to us, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like we have guides, we have angels.
Yeah.
But again, we can recognize our guides just
Yeah.
like we recognize our angels. But the thing about the angels is they have a high frequency
Yeah.
because we do work with the divine. So in my mind, well, I just know this. I know that the angels, they're kind. They will never give you information that is not kind because they are kind entities, souls, however you want to put it. I don't know if they're souls, but they're entities. And so if somebody gives you bad information, it's not your angel.
Yes.
It's really important that people pray before they call in their angel because there's lots of stuff going on out there right now. We've got a
Yeah.
war. We've got a war with good and evil.
That's right.
So it's really important that you say a prayer and call in my angel who is holy and divine
Yes.
and ask him their name.
Huh.
And then here's what I'll teach the audience today. Acknowledge your angel and just ask their name and listen. And it's the first thing that comes into your head. They work with us telepathically. Okay. So once, and sometimes it's a long name. Like my angel has a really long name, so I shortened it. So it's a personal relationship that way. And then you can start working with them and asking questions, and you'll start to know the difference between your own thoughts and the messages coming in from your angelic beings. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And the angels, it's like that's divine intelligence, isn't, aren't they? Right? It's like, but really, it's also our higher self, as a part of that, So it's that's why we have to be in that quiet place, in that meditative place, for them to come in. Otherwise, if we've got this monkey mind, how can we listen? How can we hear? And it's so true because when I first started having a connection and communication with the divine, now I trust that first. When I ask a question, I trust that first. When it comes in, that first thought or that first, word or that feeling
That's
or
right.
that vision, I trust it because I know it's the first one is the real one. Because
Yes.
after that, it might get fuzzy and then your ego could come in or other things could come in. But it's always that first one is the truth. And it's the true beautiful one that's real, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a practice. I mean,
Yeah.
do it a few times, and I know exactly what it takes time. It's like riding a bike. You get on and it takes a little bit before, you can ride the bike. Same thing with connecting with your angel. It takes a while. And
Yeah.
now, it's just an everyday thing. And I have to watch it. I have to be careful because a lot of people are not, hip to this stuff. So I have to
Yeah.
be careful when I go out into the public,
Yeah, you start
And
talking to yourself, and
well,
you're
no, I start trying to tell people stuff because I'm a psychic. I'm so intuitive and I want to tell people things. And I've learned to keep my mouth shut because I've done it a couple times. And they
you just think you're crazy.
go, okay, I'm trying to, I'm trying to help. And I was like, oh, they're wondering how I know this. So it's interesting. Yes.
And divine source, please describe divine source for our audience in your words.
We're friends. We are friends. I have a relationship with spirit, with God, whatever you want to say, the
Say
love energy.
the creator.
I went through a really horrible divorce. And let me back up. I started doing my podcast back in 2018 and wrote my first book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You.
Beautiful.
So thank you. And I started connecting then. But after a while, I started to realize how much it changed me and how much more aware I was. Then all of my abilities were heightened. The more I connected with the divine, the more psychic I became. It was really interesting. But now I have claircognizance. I feel like I have this like direct connection. And so, actually, I do. And so, I get up every morning and I say a prayer. This is just me. And I journal to get all that stuff out of my head, which I think is very good. And I journal to God and to Goddess. I speak to Goddess. Yeah. And I tell them everything. And then I ask, what do I need to know today? And like you were talking, I listen and hear what they tell me.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, It's comforting.
It
It's,
is. You know,
yeah.
it is so comforting. And you know what? It's that trusting in that. Because
Yes.
when you trust in the divine, you trust in yourself. You know, it gives you trust in yourself. And it's just so beautiful and also, you're never alone.
No,
When you
right.
have divinity, when you have that divine source, that divine love, you're
Yeah.
never alone. Even though
Yeah,
you
and
might be alone, you're never alone because they become your friends. God, Goddess is my friends. The angel are my friends. You know, the ancestors, I talk to all of them like you all the time. It's just, you're never alone.
I want to say something for people who I grew up with a narcissistic mom. My father was wonderful. My mom was who she was, but she was my biggest teacher. Okay, so I don't look at it as a negative experience. It took me a long time to get there.
Yeah.
But I just want to say this. She never hugged me. She never kissed me. I
Oh.
was always searching for love. I was always looking for love. And I went through, and I talk about it in my book. Honestly, I do. I tell you all the different relationships I go through. And all I was looking for was love. And in this last divorce that I had, and it was a betrayal, and I'd never been betrayed before. But it was so heart-wrenching that I didn't know what to do other than to really connect and really work on myself. And what I realized was the love of God, the love of spirit is all I need.
Yes.
Okay. It took me, I'm not going to give my age away, but it took me many years to
Yeah.
realize
Me too.
that the love I was looking for was in here. It was in my heart, but it came
Yeah.
from God. It didn't come from something I bought. It didn't come from a new car, a new house, clothes, none of that stuff. It didn't come from
No.
somebody
You
else,
can't
or
find it on the outside.
no,
It doesn't exist on the outside. It only exists within. It's the old cliché. You've got to
I know,
go within to get it, you know?
it's the treasure, and that was my big aha moment to
Yeah.
learn, to love myself and to know that God loves me and to know
Yeah.
that the angels love me and that it's okay if somebody else doesn't because I have that divine love within me. So that's
Yeah.
really the key. That's the key.
Wow. That's just absolutely beautiful. And when did you begin to communicate with your guardian angel?
It's been a few years now. It's really interesting. I had other okay, so I don't guess I should say this because it's in my book. I am an incarnated angel. I have an angelic soul in a human body. I'm human, but I have more of an angelic soul. And when I started doing my show, I had all these mystical people and all these clairvoyants, and people started to recognize me, my vibration. And I was like, what are you talking about? I've always liked angels. I collect angels, but what? And it took me a while. So it was other people recognizing me as more of an angelic soul, realizing that I did have a guardian angel, that I had other angels around me. It was people coming on my show and said, "Nancy, do you see the angels behind you?" And see, I don't see. I'm an empath. I feel, I know, I can feel the energy, I can heal, but I don't see. And it's maybe because I'm afraid. We all don't have the same abilities.
Yes.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink, perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active, available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
People kept seeing this, and I'm like, okay, fine. So it was other people seeing it before I did, to be straight with you. Yeah.
Wow. That's just so beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And it really is so important for us to connect to spirit, God, the angels, you know, and the earth energies at this time, because, you know, it's the healing of that. And it's, as we said before, it gives you that trust in the divine, you know, and they become your friend. You know, it's so important, isn't it? Can you give us, can you just explain about the divine, first of all, yeah, the divine laws. Why are they vital in connecting to our angels? Because that's what your book, that, you know, your book is called A Guide to Angel Communication and the Spiritual Laws.
Yeah, I'll pull some up here for us. Okay, so one, I'll just pull a couple out. So the seventh spiritual law is honor your body. And I put in there, there is no limit. There is no weight limit on beauty. And Danny Barreto said that. So honor your body, because this is how we get around in this world. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do work, if you want to do positive work and work with your angels, how are you going to do it if you're not healthy?
Yes, big one. Mm.
How are you going to do it? So it's really important that you take care of yourself, that we eat right, that we exercise, you know, that we, I say a lot of affirmations, you know, just, you got to take care of you, because if you don't take care of you, how are you going to get around in this world? So we really need to honor this body that we're in. And so that's one of the spiritual laws. I'm just pulling some up here, whatever opens up in my book. Let's see what else that I put in here. Truthful and honesty. Yeah. I mean, honesty is huge. I don't know about you, but I can tell if somebody's lying to me. Mm. And it's really disheartening, to be honest with you, when someone lies to you. And to be truthful and honest, and I put in a quote here, honesty is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. And Thomas Jefferson said that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
if you can't be yourself, you can't be anything. And that's the most important thing. Everyone, that's the most important thing we've got to give to another person is our true self. Is our true self. That's all we've really got, you know, because that honors that other soul. If you're coming in truth and honesty from the heart, it honors them, you know, for them to be truthful and honest to you. This is all we've got.
Right. And you can tell if someone's trying to, you know, it's ego. You got to get rid of the ego.
Dissolve
be who
that.
You are. Be who you are. Another thing I talk about in my book is judgment. And that's something I'm really big on. We tend as a society to judge others, and we judge each other very quickly.
Yes.
And it's been something that I've worked on, and I've taught other people. And I really am a big advocate of not to judge another person. We're all souls in these bodies. You cannot judge somebody by how they look, what they're wearing, how much money they have.
We don't know what they've gone through.
Right.
We don't know what they've gone through in their life.
And I see judgment. And I just want, if we could just stop the judgment.
It's so true. That's really hurtful. And that's why I say we're all the same soul consciousness. We're all one. We're all the same soul consciousness of the divine source, of God, Goddess. So therefore, if we harm another person, we'll be harming ourselves.
Yes, yes. Oh, you get it.
We can't judge another person. We're judging ourselves. It's the same thing.
Exactly. So I'll tell you a couple of the spiritual laws that I put in the book. The first one is be true to yourself, what we were just talking about. And talked about being truthful. Forgive and let it go.
Oh,
and that's another
big one.
That's a big one, because It's hard to forgive sometimes when somebody's really hurt you, but it's the same thing as what you were just saying. If you don't forgive, you're basically carrying that weight, that energy around with you, and it needs to be released. You're just harming yourself. It's the same thing, and people don't realize that. So forgiving others is really lifting that burden off your own shoulders.
Yes, and not carrying
It's
that
huge.
resentment, which
Yeah.
eats away at you, and it stops your evolution,
It does. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. So that's one that's really huge, is to learn to forgive people. I also talk about taking care of and honoring Mother Earth.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, I'm not over the top about things, but let me just talk about the animals. I am such an animal lover.
Me
And to
too.
see animals, like I can't go to the zoo anymore. The last time I went to the zoo, I couldn't take it because as you elevate and you bring your vibration up, you realize why are we doing this to these animals? You know, we have to change how we're doing, how we're handling these things.
Murdering them and eating them, and it's just
The
not
whole,
good.
all of it, all of it. It's just got to stop, you know. So that's a big thing with me is, you know, I just don't think we need zoos anymore. I don't think we
No,
need circuses
no,
anymore. I
no.
think that kind of stuff has to stop. The animals are our friends.
That's right.
And
That's right.
they bring us joy.
I
I have cats and they bring me so much joy. And I've had
know.
dogs and, you know, I'm an animal lover. So I'm a big animal advocate. So that's, you know, take care of Mother Earth and her plants and her animals because she takes care of us. And here's what
That's
people
right.
forget. I'll get on my soapbox here for a minute. People forget that this is where we live.
Yes.
And this is how we get around. And this is how we survive. And we've got to honor the earth because our children are going to be here long after
That's
we.
it. Our ancestors did. Our ancestors honored the earth, but we've come away from that, living in our little boxes, buying our food in the supermarket. But this is a great awakening. I can see more and more people going back to live on the land, doing conscious communities, growing their own food, coming
Yes.
together, living in tribes again, like we used to, which is bringing up the children with the grandmother and the grandfather. It's so important, to have
Absolutely.
that community. It's really, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And the elderly, I'll tell you what, I've always been fond of the elderly because they know more than we do.
Oh,
And
yes.
we don't respect them like we should. You know, that's something that really bothers me. But anyway, another thing I talk about in my book is faith. You know, faith was something, it's something you can't see. It's believing in something you can't see.
Blind
And
faith.
it really is. And there was a, I had a mentor when I was younger. I was in my 20s. I was a single mom. And she gave me this little statue and it says, faith works. And she still sits on my windowsill in my kitchen. She's been broken a couple of times and glued back together. But I keep her there to remind myself to have faith because faith, and then once you do, it's amazing to see what happens, actually. So faith is super important. It's believing in what you can't see. It really
Yes.
is.
And
Yeah.
when you're praying, instead of begging, thanking that you already have what you shall receive.
That's
That's
right.
having faith, isn't it?
It's saying
Already
it in
knowing that it's going
right.
to come to you. It's already done. God has
Yes.
already done it. Yeah. With your energy, you're helping you manifest. We're co-creators here. We're born in the image of God, Goddess. Now we have that divine flame. So we create together, but it's our belief, our faith, our knowing that brings it in, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's our words. I love what you said because
Spell, yeah.
you have to watch your words. And I talk about that too in the book because our words have power. So you can't say, when you're manifesting and you're praying or you're asking, you can't say, bring it to me soon. I need it
Or
now.
yeah, or I want, because you'll be
Or I'm
wanting forever.
right. Or thank you for
Yeah.
this gift that I have. You know, it's got to. You have to say it like it's already happened, just like you were speaking. You have to speak it like it's already occurred, like you know in your heart and soul, and then let it go. You can't stress over it. I mean, you know, they wrote The Secret a long time ago. And the thing, that's the thing they don't tell you in The Secret. You have to know it, feel it, just know it in your body, know that it's yours, know that you're going to get it.
Visualize it. See it in your mind. See it in your mind, and it shall come to be. Yeah.
And don't harp on it. Just let it go and let the, and you don't know how the universe is going to bring it to you.
Yeah.
It can come in a way that you weren't expecting it. So it's really important. Yeah. That's another one.
Beautiful.
I also talk about the angel signs.
Yeah.
Because so many people see the signs. And when I go to speak, or if I go to an event, you know, I have so many people that will walk up to me and say, I keep seeing 2222. What does that mean?
So please tell us about the angel signs, because I'm right into it. I'm seeing all the numbers. You see all the feathers. But yeah, tell us the signs of how our angels, especially our guardian angel, you know, helps us and guides us in our life.
Yeah, there's different ways. First of all, they will give you signs to nudge you. When you see 1111, or you see 2222, or 4444, or a feather, you know, this is the angels, the universe, however you would like to put it, nudging you to pay attention. Okay, so once you start paying attention, then you start seeing the signs. As you elevate your consciousness, people will say, well, why didn't I see them before? Well, you were in a different place before. Now, when you start to awaken, we'll call it the Great Awakening, right? Mm-hmm. As you start to wake up, you start to see the signs.
Yeah.
So what they are letting you know you're on the right path.
That's right. Because they always come right at the moment. And you've got to think about what you was thinking about before that number comes up. And you go, oh, I was thinking about what I got to do next. And it's like, yes, that's correct. Keep going on your path.
Right.
Flashing number. Yeah.
Now here's what I've learned. Now, this is really interesting. And not everybody agrees with me, but that's okay. This is what happened to me. So I can only share this, my own experience. So I started with 1111. Then it was 2222. It's been a progression. Then it was 3333. And it still is. Then it was 4444. Now I see fives a lot.
Yes.
And so fives mean that I'm working on something a little bit bigger, like a project. Fours were like, okay, Nance, you're doing it. You're in the right mode, but you're not quite there yet. Threes are important too. My daughter sees threes a lot, and it's confirmation. We traveled this summer. We kept seeing threes, and I'm like, oh, we're on the right path. We're on the right path. So it's confirmation. And you can ask, I want to say this too. It's really important. I get all excited about the angels, but you can ask your angel to give you a sign.
Yes.
Show me a butterfly or you can act with, whatever you feel
comfortable. I remember once I was in the forest and I was crying, you know, because something happened and I wasn't sure of my path and I was crying. I was calling out to the divine to please give me a sign, please. And I was walking along and this butterfly came and kissed me on the cheek. And I just fell to the floor with my hands on the earth, thanking the great mother and the great father. Like, wow, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Yes, and they do. And that's why people are starting to see the signs all over the world, because people are waking up. So that's
right. And they're more, and they're raising their vibration and they're lighter. So, you know, the veil between the spiritual and the physical is getting, lighter and easier for them to find that communication.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've talked to so many different people, and I had a lady that come to me, and I think it's okay if I tell this story. She had a baby that was stillborn. And then probably about a year later, she had a second that was stillborn. So her husband and her went on a trip just to get away. They came to see me this couple months ago at a fair that I did here in Connecticut. And she said, I want to tell you this story. She said, I lost two children. She said, but we went on this trip and everywhere we went, we saw 222. The address of our Airbnb was 222. She said, the license plates in front of us were 222. Oh. She said, the place where we went to eat had 222. She said, I really feel it was the comfort of the angels letting me know that they were with me after the children were left, and that the children were okay. Now, this may sound strange to other people, but to her and her husband, let me tell you something. They were so comforted
by
seeing these numbers. And she said it went on for 3 days.
Wow.
The whole time. Yeah. She said, and they went through the whole thing. They told me the whole story. I mean, I can't remember all of it, but it was just, that was the angel's way of letting them know that they were with her. Isn't
That's
that beautiful?
beautiful. And I believe that, it wasn't right time for that soul to be born, to reincarnate, but that soul will come back and will be reincarnated at the right time to,
Yes.
to them.
Yeah.
It's
So when we have
beautiful.
loss, when we have loss, they're here for us. They give us the signs.
It's so beautiful. And can you please tell us, because this is just, you have, you're a psychic empath with cognizance, but can you
Claircognizance.
please, but can you explain the clairs? So we've got claircognizance, which is clear knowing. It's the knowing. Then we've got clairsentience, which is clear physical feeling. Then we've got clairsalience, which is clear smelling, and
Kind of bad.
clairvoyance, which is clair seeing. This is just please
Okay.
explain all of them, because that's like
Well, no,
fascinating.
I have them all but seeing. Although God did let me see once when my father passed, I was able to see my dad. I got to see my dad. But okay, so I claircognizance is my clear connection with the divine. It's just a direct connection,
It's
like
a
I'll
knowing.
say. It's a complete knowing of the truth. There is no, it's absolutely, you just know. And sometimes, to be straight with you, sometimes I don't want to know, but I know. Yeah,
Yes,
it's cursed.
that's a responsibility. You have that we
Yeah,
connect to the other side.
right. Now I have the clairsentience. I have the sense of smell. It's again can be a curse. I can smell disease or if someone's not healthy or death or anything like that. I have a heightened sense of smell. I am an empath, and so I pick up on the energy of other people and I pick up on the imprint. And I'll give you a sad example, but it's how I really knew I was an empath. I was doing my show for a few years and I kind of felt like my husband was cheating on me, but I couldn't really fathom it. You just can't wrap your head around it. You're like, nah, I'm just probably thinking this. And I kept thinking it and picking it up. And I asked a couple of psychics and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, no way.
As
So
you.
one day he came and I'm just getting more intuitive as I do this work and connecting to God and everything. So one day he came home from work and he sat on the couch and I sat down next to him and I saw the imprint of this girl with long dark hair sitting next to him. And I was like, oh, wow. And so I called one of my friends who's an empath, and she says, Nancy, you can see the imprint. You're seeing the imprint God's showing you. And if God was showing me how psychic I was, what an empath I was, but he was also showing me the truth, what was really hard for me to fathom. And I did. I called like five different of my friends. Are you sure? But then I could see it and I knew. So when you're an empath, you pick up the energy of other people. I'm just getting ready to do a class coming out December 7th. You can check it out on my website, psychicforhumanity.com. And the reason I'm doing it is there's a lot of empaths on the planet right now. And why are there so many empaths? Because we are empathic. We have empathy for other people, but we have a lesson to learn. We can't, we have a tendency to give ourselves away to the other person and lose ourselves because we're so loving and so caring. And what the empath have to learn is to take their power back.
Set boundaries and not give their energy. Protect the energy, because it's, yes,
Yeah.
it's
And
sacred
that's what I
energy, isn't
teach.
it?
Yes. Yeah. So that's an empath. And it's a blessing and it's a curse because I have to watch it, to be honest with you. It's hard. I can't really do psychic fairs. I tried to do a psychic fair in Florida
There's
this
been a
last.
lot of energies, lots of different energies. No, I can't be around a lot of people.
Yeah, I thought I could do it and I was actually ill when I got home and it took me a while. It took me a while to recover. I mean, it was like, and this isn't intentional, by the way. People don't intentionally take or try to take your energy or get into your field or whatever, but they're drawn to the light, okay? When you connect all the time, it's like a light with a moth coming in. You have to realize. And so when I, just like you, when you go out into public, I'm this light and I smile at everybody and I'm nice, but I have to be careful because things will want to attach and
Yes,
people want to attach.
that's
And so
right.
it's a boundary thing, exactly like you said.
Yeah. And you
You're
know
right.
what I do? You know, that's why I meditate every day, because when I go within and I touch that divine love light energy, it's almost like it puts this egg of protection. It's the armor of God Goddess, the light energy armor of God Goddess that repels all of that. So I can just go out there and I just beam it out to everyone. Even if, you know, it's coming
Yeah.
in, I know that it repels, you know,
Yeah.
because that's what we have to do to protect our energy, isn't it? It's so important.
Well, yeah, I'm like you. I clear every day in the morning before I go to bed at night. I clear and I bring in the light of
Light.
God and I ground. Those are the three things I do. I clear my energy field, I bring in the light.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and laugh. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Kiss me quick.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
And I bring in light, and I bring in color some days, but I bring in, you know, white light, yellow light, and I bring in the gold Christ consciousness light. And then I ground myself down to Mother Earth, and I don't forget, because what was happening, I'll share this with the audience. I didn't know. I'm learning, you know, so a couple years ago. What I was doing was I was doing some readings, and then I would bubble myself. And then someone said, Nancy, you have to clear yourself before you bubble yourself, because you're bubbling yourself with all that energy of all those other people.
That's right. It's
Oh
so
my God.
important.
Oh my God. I didn't realize though. But it takes time to realize, you know, all these little steps that you have to
Because
take.
we're all energetic beings. We are spiritual energy beings. You know, we're
Yeah.
light beings. We're
Yeah.
beings of light energy. And everything, I mean, you know, everything stays within us. It's all an imprint. You know,
Yeah.
it's so it's re and it, for women to also, you know, sexual energy, it's so important, you know, to be with a man. With good energy, because the energy can imprint and stay with you for a long time, and it cause you know it's so it, you know it stays in the womb. I think it's up to like 7 years of the energy unless you clear it, and it's
Yeah.
so.
I want to agree with you on this one. This is a weird one. I don't even know if I should tell you, if I should tell the audience or not, but it goes along with what you're saying. So my ex-husband, I was with him for, gosh, 13 years. And we traveled together. I traveled with him. And we would hold hands, and he would always hold my left hand because he would drive and we would travel. And I have terrible arthritis in my left hand. and I've been working on clearing it. But I did not realize that his energy, he was hurting my energy field by holding my hand with that negative energy that he had that I didn't realize.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Yes.
And I can attest to this. This is really weird.
Yes.
It sounds like a weird thing, but
No, but it's true. It's
it's
true. You have
true.
to be, and so many women are with men who are incompatible to their energy, and it drains them. It really does. And so many women are with men that they've outgrown,
Right.
and that it can cause fibroids in their uterus because they keep trying to, make it better and make it okay when they should just, it should be just ended, because it's better to not be with that person to, drain that energy and fill yourself up. We have
Well,
to fill our own vessel up. No one can fill it up for us, or no outside thing, as you said before, no 3D, no man, no sex, no food, no nothing out there can do that. Only we can do it by filling our own vessel from within.
Right. When I tell my story in the book, God, you're a great interviewer because you're hitting on all the points that I put in my book. You know, when I first met, and this is true, I want to tell women this and men too. I mean, this is important. When I first met my ex-husband, we were on the same energetic level. Okay, because the
Yeah.
energy attract,
There
okay?
you go. Yes, of
What
course.
happened was I worked on myself and he didn't.
Yes,
And I
that's what
would
happens.
try, yes, I would try to say, oh, what about this? And do you know about that? He didn't care. He had no interest whatsoever. So you're exactly right. What happened was I outgrew him and I didn't want to let go. But God, in my mind, the angels and God intervened. And
Yes.
that's where they intervened to get me out of there
Yeah.
because I wouldn't have left because
No.
such an empath.
Which is detriment. But you know what? I believe
True.
if you don't leave, then it has to get really, really, really bad. Yeah. For it
To
to
go.
explode and then,
Hey.
for the divine to come in and cause something that really makes it for you to leave. But especially for a woman, it's difficult.
It was a blessing. I know it sounds weird now, but it was a blessing because I wouldn't be where
Of
I'm at today.
course, of course. Know thyself. Every woman should live on their own and get to know thyself and have that time. I think it's the most rewarding time of a woman's life is to know thyself and be alone.
I agree.
Even if you've got children, you're okay, but you're still, it's
Be
better to be
independent.
alone than be in a relationship that you've outgrown and you're just staying there for the sake of it.
Right. We're here to grow, right? Well, then I have to come and visit you guys. And it's on my bucket list. Honestly, it is. So
Oh,
I'll get over there
beautiful.
sooner than
Nancy,
later.
anytime we're here. But honestly, I just want to say, please tell us where we can read your book.
So you can pick it up on Amazon. You can pick it up at Barnes and Noble. You can check out my website. I have two websites, psychicforhumanity.com and nancyyearout.com. And you guys can check out my book there, my psychic readings. I do classes, angel connection. I'll connect you with the guardian angel. I do that with all my readings because I think everybody needs to connect with their angel. So there you
That's
have it.
so beautiful. Oh, it's Nancy, thank you for writing this book. Thank you for the work you do because we really need this at this time. Because connecting with your angels, you're never alone. You've always got that divine love there. And it's so important to trust in that because it helps you trust in yourself and move forward with your mission and your purpose, doesn't it?
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate
Yeah, it was lovely. Thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Okay.